Good afternoon. You're listening to WNPR. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. 20 states and Washington, D.C. allow medical marijuana, and some states, like Connecticut, require that prescriptions for pot be tested. A University of New Haven professor is working on a test that could show whether the product is tainted. Her name is Heather Miller Coyle, and she's an associate professor at the University of New Haven's Henry C. Lee College of Criminal Justice and Forensic Science. She joins us by phone. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
So it sounds like this whole legalizing medical marijuana by some states has now created a new testing industry. Can you tell us about the work you and your students are doing?
Yes, we are looking at marijuana samples that could potentially be contaminated with mold, fungi, bacteria, or other viruses. And we're looking at these samples because right now there isn't a lot of information about contaminants, but we have noticed on drug samples from previous types of studies that mold is definitely present on some of them. And we're considering the impact on cancer patients, for example, that are immunocompromised, what would be the effect of them experiencing these other types of contaminants on the mold or on the marijuana that they should be smoking.
Now, we know Connecticut is just one of the more recent states that has approved medical marijuana, and they're still going through the process of who can dispense it and whatnot. But are there other tests on the market that other states have been using?
I know that there are other states that have legalized medical marijuana use, even though the federal government has not. And those states, many of them require it minimum at least some kind of idea of what the THC content is. But I'm not aware of any, except perhaps one group in California that has recently looked at pesticide contaminants in marijuana and found that they could be potentially toxic.
And how soon before your test will be ready for the market?
Well, we have one assay that's available or in place now. We've tested it, and that assay will allow us to tell the difference between standard cannabis marijuana and synthetic herbal blends that have THC that has been added. And then what we have in development and hope to have ready by the end of summer 2014 is the additional assay that will tell us what types of fungi, what types of mold, what types of bacteria, things like E. coli or Salmonella that might be health concerns could be present on marijuana. As a private university, we have a research interest in developing technology, and we would likely publish this and make it publicly available so that whoever the state contracts with to do quality control testing, they would be able to use that assay or implement it at the private testing facility. And so that would be something we would envision would be done at the state level if they contract with a supplier for medical marijuana. A private testing lab also could be using this assay if private citizens find that the material that they purchased, they have a question about it, they could then send it to a private lab for testing and say, does it contain contaminants? I thought it tasted funny, or I didn't experience the effect that I anticipated, or I had an allergic reaction, for example. They could do some independent testing as well. And that's pretty standard in forensic science for other types of forensic testing, is to have state and government labs and also private labs.
And the work that you and your students are doing, is it pretty unique compared to other programs around the country?
It certainly is. Because we are a forensic science program, we are allowed by law to use drug samples in small quantities for training purposes and for research and development. And so we're pretty unique in that sense. There are many universities across the U.S. that do biological testing, but they don't necessarily work with drug substances. So we have special precautions in place that allow us to do that.
I've been speaking with Heather Miller Coyle. She's an associate professor at the University of New Haven's Henry C. Lee College of Criminal Justice and Forensic Science. She and her students are developing a DNA test that would be able to see whether medical marijuana has been tainted. Thank you, Heather, for your time.
Thank you.